You're listening to SBS News.
For the first time, 23 former fire and emergency chiefs have banded together to sound a warning about how climate change is affecting Australia. One of them is Frank Pagano, a former executive director of emergency management in Queensland and former deputy commissioner of Queensland's Fire and Rescue Service. He says it's obvious that recent years have seen worsening extreme weather events.
I mean, we just witnessed in 2018 very extreme weather conditions that seem year upon year to be unprecedented. We've had severe bushfires affecting most of the country. Prolonged bushfire seasons. And then in the middle of all of that, we have huge rain events in North Queensland. So obviously our weather is changing.
The group says rising greenhouse gas pollution from the burning of coal, oil and gas is worsening extreme weather and putting people in danger. It says the government's not doing its part by deeply reducing the country's emissions. And Frank Pagano says that's increasing the pressure on the country's emergency services.
We would never get to the situation where amongst our emergency service leaders they weren't able to prioritise exactly where resources went. But I do think the resources are very stretched. There's a very heavy reliance on volunteers. And when we're asking them to commit for a number of days or weeks in firefighting in their own states or areas, and then we're asking for people to go and form a task force to go to Queensland or Western Australia or Tasmania, that takes a toll on those people.
Dr. Susie Burke is a psychologist who specialises in climate change and disaster mental health. And for 17 years, she worked at the Australian Psychological Society with disaster-affected communities. She says the psychological effect of climate change comes in three different ways. The direct effects would include post-traumatic stress disorder, grief, depression or anxiety following an extreme weather event disaster. She says the second kind of effects are more indirect.
This might be from some of the more slowly unfolding climate impacts. So that might be something like a prolonged drought or a shifting growing season that has meant that the economic viability of a particular area for farming is less good, and that has a flow-on effect in terms of stress, financial stress and family stress and economic stresses for, farming families and individuals and communities, and that can have flow-on impacts into communities as well.
Dr. Burke says climate change can also affect our mental health and our psychological well-being, not because we're directly experiencing climate change, but because we're watching or hearing about other people affected by it. Dr. Burke says she's increasingly aware of the effect that climate change is having on many people.
In my practice, I am certainly getting increased referrals for people coming with climate change anxiety and climate change distress. Now, there's a number of reasons for why this might be. One is that with every year of, insufficient action around the world, we increase the threat of runaway climate change and, catastrophic consequences.
Frank Pagano says he and the other signatories to the statement hope that their years of experience will be enough to make the government think deeply about their response to the threat of climate change.
We've come together and our aim is to speak as one. We speak with some authority, I suppose, in the sense of our experience between us is well over 600 years experience there. So we've seen things and experienced things over our lifetime and over our career that I think can be very informative to a government.
The group wants the Prime Minister to meet with a delegation of former emergency leaders to discuss escalating climate change risks, to commit to a parliamentary inquiry into whether Australian emergency services are adequately resourced, and to consider current arrangements and their effectiveness and properly fund strategic national emergency management resources. The group says it's issued this call to action because climate change is dangerous and the safety and well-being of Australians is not up for debate.
If we do nothing, we'll have more of what we've got, I suppose. And there's more people now experiencing firsthand the devastation of fires and floods more than any other time. And with populations growing in each centre, we've got to expect people are going to be more exposed to it and lives are going to be at risk.
The group says it can't afford to ignore the issue, and neither can Australia's leaders. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.